This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Kakwa has been sharing an illuminating message titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Yesterday, he explained that we must not resolve conflict with bitterness because it makes us spiritually blind. Today, he continues with more negative effects of bitterness. Let's listen in.
Second spiritual reason, it says in verse 15, Hebrews 12, 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Here the Bible says that when you are bitter, God withdraws his grace from you. Grace means help. These are not your conditions. These are God's conditions. And God says that looking diligently. Looking diligently means you must be very aware. You must be watching. You must make sure that you don't fall into this trap of bitterness. Why? Because people who become bitter, it says God withdraws his grace from them. And when I say grace of God, I mean the help of God. And let me tell you something. In life, you need the help of God. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. There is very little you control in this world. Even your next breath, you don't control it. It's only God who controls it. Whether you'll be alive today or tomorrow, you cannot guarantee it. Only God can guarantee it. You can have the best plans, the best projections. But let me tell you something. You will still need the help of God. Otherwise, even the best laid plans will come to nothing. I like James chapter 4, verse 13. It says, go to, you that say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a city a year and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. Then it says, what is your life? It is even like a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. In other words, you can't just make plans because your life is like a vapor. And a vapor bursts easily. That's why you need the grace of God. Those are God's conditions. Why? Because God puts human beings above prayers. God puts human beings above worship. God puts human beings above the church. God puts human beings above rules. That's why Jesus said, man was not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. He said a human being is more important than religion. You cannot exchange religion for a human being. So Jesus said, I am ready to break religious laws just to save human beings. In Matthew 5:23, the Bible says, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother has anything against you, he says, leave thy gift there, go thy way, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. This was spoken by Jesus, and it talks about God's attitude towards people who don't forgive. And it talks about how God views relationships between human beings. And he said, if you bring a gift of $1 billion to the church, to help the church, and it's $1 billion, or you bring a gift of cars and money and church buildings and instruments and air conditioning, and I mean, you name it. Whatever gift that you will bring to the church, just name it. Any gift you can think about. He said, if you get there and you remember that there is a problem between you and your brother, he says, remember that God places relationships above whatever gift that you brought. He says, God doesn't like that gift. It can even be $1 trillion. He said, he doesn't like it. He said, leave it there. Go and be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. It tells you that God places relationships above all else. So I want the grace of God. I want God to help me. I need help. I don't know about you, but I need help. I need help in raising my children. You know, when it comes to children, for example, you cannot determine where they will end up or what they will do. Only God can do it. You can take them to the best schools. You can put them in the tie when they are little. You can teach them courtesy for boys and girls when they are 7 years old. Whatever thing that you want to do. But let me tell you something. As people grow, they'll make their own choices. You need the grace of God. Every armed robber has a mother. Every murderer has a mother. He used to be a little boy. No, when you are young, you make the assumption that, oh, when I get married, after 2 years, we have a baby. But when you grow, you realize that it's not simple to have a baby. You need the grace of God. God has to help you. So the Bible says that one thing that bitterness does is that it cuts you off from the grace of God. That's why it says looking diligent. It says follow, please, and watch that there is no kind of bitterness in your heart against anybody, because it will let you fail of the great grace of God. Then it says, let's continue, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Lest any root of bitterness trouble you. The third thing about bitterness is that it troubles you. When you are bitter towards somebody, it troubles you. In other words, it has an effect on you. You know, I once knew a gentleman who was so bitter against his brothers and sisters. He refused to go out. He refused to relate to anybody. He refused to go to church. He used to go for parties. He was in his house alone, angry, resentful, withdrawn, secluded, cut off all his friends, his family members. He developed a serious sickness in the process. They amputated his leg. So many things happened to him. In fact, he died a miserable death. I believe that bitterness has caused a lot of sicknesses in people. A lot of sicknesses in people. Because your soul has an effect on you. Depression, anger, sometimes even shows some people's faces when they are bitter. They squeeze their face for a very long time. Then suddenly their face takes on that image. So the Bible says, you yourself, it troubles you. You can't go out. You can't make friends. When you see people, you are in a bad mood. Even your blood pressure goes up. When you are bitter against people, when you see them, your pressure goes up before you realize you have a stroke. So the effect on you is not good at all. It cuts all your social relationships, makes you withdrawn, no friends, no nothing. And you are very proud of it. That's how I am. I don't relate to anybody. No, you are killing yourself. Make sure you don't have cancer or some evil disease. So it says, trouble you. Number four, it says, thereby many be defiled. In other words, bitterness spreads. Bitter people spread their poison. They don't stop there. If you have someone who is bitter against the church, everywhere he goes, he will speak against the church. Speak against the pastor, speak against the choristers, speak against the people. These people, they are hypocrites. Me, I know them. That's why I don't like going to church. These pastors, they are in for money. It is all this thing. It is all fake. It is all this. Why? You are bitter. You are just bitter. Because you had maybe a problem in the church. Instead of resolving it, you didn't resolve it. And now, one human being, you are fighting a whole church. Angry with everybody. I don't think it's going to help you in any way. It's not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. It's a dangerous thing. You know, Saul had an army commander. He was called Abner. And David had an army commander. He was called Joab. When Saul died, Abner became the army commander. So the kingdom was split into two. David had some, and Saul had some. So Abner was the army commander of one half, and Joab was the army commander of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. So David initially was just the king of two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. Saul was the king of 10 tribes. And Saul's army commander was Abner, and David's army commander was Joab. One day, Saul's army and David's army, they met at a river. And when they met, the army commanders said that they should kind of battle and find out who is strong. So both sides, they started, you know, battling and fighting. And so they bring soldier to soldier and they'll fight and they'll see who will win. In the course of that, you know, suddenly the whole thing escalated. Then they started killing each other. Now it became a real war. It started as play, but because they were enemies already, the play became something else. So even when somebody is your enemy, play can turn into something else. You make an innocent remark and before you realize the person is going to the moon with it because already he hates you already. So it escalated and Abner was running away and Joab had a brother. He was called Asahel. Now this Asahel, he was a very fast runner. So he was chasing Abner, but he was a young guy, a young soldier. And Abner, you know, a military commander, hardened warrior in battle. He told Asahel that, listen, stop following me. Otherwise, I'll be forced to kill you. And when I kill you, I don't know what your brother Joab will say. But this guy wouldn't listen. He continued following Abner. Abner was old, but he was very experienced. So Abner killed Asahel. He just killed him. And when he killed him, his brother Joab was very angry. And in 2 Samuel 2:26, Abner said to Joab, he says, shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it shall be bitterness in the latter end? So he said to him that, listen, I didn't intentionally kill your brother. Leave this matter alone. If you don't leave it, it will become a kind of bitter cancer in your soul because you don't want to leave it. I warned your brother, don't try and kill me, but he wouldn't listen. So he said, if you don't stop this bitterness, the sword or the fight will continue. There are people that have inherited fights that were started by their mother. Your grandmother started the fight against another family. You don't know anything about it, but you also joined the fight. There are countries who have been fighting from a fight that occurred thousands of years ago. They are still fighting. Inherited fights. All out of bitterness. So he said that, doest thou not that it shall be bitterness in the latter end? So he spoke to him and said, look, leave it. As you are listening to me, I want to advise you. There are things that have happened. It is time to leave it. Some things that happened to you with your wife, leave it. Your husband, leave it. Your boss, leave it. In the church, leave it. Your friends, leave it. At home, leave it. At work, leave it. If you don't leave it, bitterness becomes like a sword. It begins to destroy things.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that it is dangerous to resolve conflict with bitterness because bitterness blinds you spiritually, deprives you of the grace and help of God, troubles you and spreads to others too. Join us tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, dear pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job.
The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233
55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.